Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're continuing to make our way through this important season of the church year, the season of Lent. I hope you're having a blessed one and being able to take advantage of it. I've been talking quite a bit in these first weeks of Lent, kind of dialing into the reality that we're engaging spiritual combat. This is a season, the season of Lent, of spiritual combat, where we, as members of the body of Christ, are taking maybe a searching moral inventory of where we are in relationship to the Lord's call in our life and living out the Ten Commandments, living out the great commandments to love God and love neighbor. And it is a very important part of the season, and to really see that we are in spiritual combat. We have to be awake. We have to be alert. We know who our enemies are, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The power of the flesh, the power of sin and temptation are all there. And it's a great season for us to do it collectively, obviously, because as we're called to, we're following Jesus into the desert, where he underwent the kind of temptations that we undergo in our lives, and he won the victory over them. And so this really is a season of taking back the land that some of us may have given up over the last year or two, of falling back into some habit patterns of sin or battles, maybe that we actually have never come fully into the freedom the Lord desires for each and every one of us. So it's important for us to have the perspective of spiritual combat, to have a sober assessment of where we're at personally, to be able to understand also the nature of what we're up against. But what is of most importance is to say we're taking stock on those things. We're posturing ourselves the way the Lord wants us to be, to kind of putting first things first, because we know, and this is the grace, in my view, that's at the heart of Lent, and that is we're turning our back more decisively on sin and the patterns of sin in our lives, or maybe the lukewarmness or some of the spiritual battles that we're in, and we're consciously stepping toward the Lord as we're moving toward Calvary, remembering what the Lord has done and celebrating Easter and his victory. And all of this is happening for each of us under the grace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus reminded us, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And in that very same chapter where Jesus is making that exhortation, he said, now remember, I will send you the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. He's going to counsel you. He's going to advocate for you. He's going to guide you. He's going to help you. And he's going to lead you into fruitfulness. And so it's very important to not be too focused on the work of the devil or the reality of the sin that we're involved in. Again, want to be clear-headed. We want to be sober about it. But what we really want to do is to realize that this journey during Lent is a journey that's under and in the grace of God. No one is in our court more fundamentally and totally than the Lord himself through the grace and presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a new life in the Spirit. Jesus died for us, overcame the powers of the kingdom, the world, the flesh, and the devil, not so that we just get out there on our own and just slug it out, because we can't. We can't slug it out in the flesh with our own mind, our own will, and our own strength. We're not going to gain ground. But the reason we can gain ground and the reason we can come into ever greater degrees of freedom as the children of God is because of the indwelling presence of the Spirit. Jesus went through everything he went through, including taking on human flesh, taking on the enemies of the kingdom of God, proclaiming the kingdom of God, manifesting the kingdom of God in signs and wonders and proclamation, going to Calvary, winning that battle on our behalf, disarming the principalities and powers and the hold that he had on us, the devil had on us through original sin, and we have no capacity in the flesh, on our own strength, to be able to get where we're being invited by the Lord and commanded by the Lord to go. And that is into the fullness of what Jesus has won for us, because it's in his flesh that the new creation is born. He's the one who won the victory over the world of flesh and the devil. He passes from death to life. He's risen from the dead. He's taken his seat, one of us, at the right hand of God the Father, and the new creation, the new humanity, the new life is in him, in a person. And this victory was won in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is the gift we were given in baptism and sanctifying grace, being brought from death to life, becoming children of God, being animated by the Spirit. So the whole spiritual combat is the outworking of God's plan for us, and it's being led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Beautiful passage in Galatians. I want to touch on a few, both what Paul says about the spiritual combat that we're in regarding the flesh and regarding the Spirit. And in Galatians and in other passages, Paul reminds us that, again, to be a Christian means to walk by the Spirit. The word walk in the New Testament is, you might say, a discipleship word. It describes the way of life, the new way of life, the new pattern of life, the Jesus lifestyle that we're brought into. It's the Holy Spirit who conforms us to the person of Jesus, and when we surrender to Him in conversion, and that's always a good thing to do during Lent, is once again, give everything to Him. We're going to do that certainly during Holy Week, but to remind ourselves that our life is no longer our own, that to belong to Christ means to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, means that we belong to Him. We surrender everything to Him, our time, our talent, our treasure, our relationships, the most intimate things in our lives, the biggest dreams that we have, everything brought under the Lordship of Jesus. And by this grace and working of the Holy Spirit, we come into what Paul talks about as a renewed mind. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Acquire a fresh, new spiritual way of thinking about the world and about ourselves. Who are we now and what's of greatest importance? We have, by God's grace, come to see what the saints before us have seen, what Jesus talked about in the Gospels. We found the pearl of great price. We've found the treasure that's hidden in the field. The treasure is Christ Himself. The treasure is the kingdom. It's new life in Christ and being part of the family of God. It's having a new purpose. It's having a new destiny. A destiny now to share in what belongs to Jesus in total, absolute fullness in heaven, which humanity glorified in the person of Jesus Christ. That's our destiny. That's the heights to which human beings can reach. And that happens through the mercy and the grace of God, through which we cooperate. We cooperate with our own destiny. And that's what this season reminds us of, is what's at stake. And then all the good things in this world that we love to do, that are good things to do, and sometimes just distractions or goals that we might have, which are all good things, in the season of Lent, by God's grace, we now put those things in right order. Because our desire to build a cabin on the lake, our desire to do a great vacation every year in different parts of the world, the dreams that we have, those are good things and should be celebrated and should be done. But it's very easy in this world to live with a this world optic, to seeing the valuable things that are in this world, and that's our target, or that's our number one desire. And that's where we can make a mistake that we will regret in the long haul, because we want, for sure, through this season of Lent, we want to once again, or maybe for the first time, grasp what it means that we're now in the kingdom of God. And that is, we're living in the church that's animated by the Spirit, strengthened through the graces and the sacraments and the Word of God and everything that we've been given, and that we're already living the kingdom life, and that the most important thing on earth is living out the calling that we have in the kingdom and taking that serious and putting it first. Because that's really what it means to gain Christ. That's what it means to find the treasure that's hidden in the field. It's a person. It's Jesus, and it's the kingdom of God. So that's our biggest treasure. That's where we want to live consciously every day, and we need the grace of God to do that. And the work of the flesh is always dragging us away from it. It's causing us, the work of the flesh in a fallen mind and still a mind in the shadows, is still causing us to overvalue the things of this world, even the good things that are in this world, many times to the diminishment of being able to fully appreciate the magnitude of what it means to live in the kingdom and what we've been given. Here's a good passage from Galatians. where Paul's talking about we become heirs of Christ. We're children of God. We're no longer slaves. We've come out of that. We've come out of the blindness of the slavery of the work of the flesh that thinks the things in this world, the kind of things that Jesus was tempted by in the desert, that that's where the action is. Like massive popularity, power, what glitters, gold, diamonds, influence, whatever it is, the idols of this world can really still have a hold on us, and it will cripple us, and it will keep us from what I want to get to further this week is to live in the fruits of the Spirit. And as we yield to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we get serious about the sin that's in our lives, and we begin to be honest about it, we confess it, we give the Lord permission to help us be rightly ordered in our loves and putting God radically first in our life, the love of God, as we start moving in that direction, we move out of the dominion of the flesh and we move into the dominion of the Spirit. That's what Paul is talking about in Galatians and in other places. And what Jesus talks about bearing fruit in the kingdom. Part of that discourse we're going to be hearing again and again as we draw toward Easter from the Last Supper. And Jesus is saying, he's the vine, we're the branches. There's something flowing from the vine into the branches that bears fruit. And Jesus said, you did not choose me, I chose you. And what I've chosen you for is to bear fruit, the fruit of the kingdom. This will last. Everything else will pass away. And part of the battle, friends, is it's so easy to cling to the things that will pass away because we see them each day and we see the how much fun they can be or how much they can animate our lives in different ways. And we say, we got to get everything we can in this world before we go. The saints are the ones that remind us, don't get duped by that. Because what you really want, what your soul desires, and what's going to bring you the greatest delight and freedom is to live further and further into the kingdom all the time. So here's Galatians 4. I mean that the heir, he's talking about those who inherit, as long as he is a child, that's you and that's me, and Jesus is the one in particular, we're sharing in his life as son of God, is no better than a slave, though he is the owner of all the estate, but he's under guardians and trustees until the date set by his father when he inherits. Verse 3, so with us, when we were children, we were slaves to the elemental spirits of the universe. But when the time had fully come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Now, Paul's, I'll touch on this probably as the week goes on, Paul has talked a great deal in Romans and other places here about the law. The law, which was meant for good, ultimately condemns us because it shines a light on us. And the law calls us to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And nobody does that. Fallen nature does not allow that to happen. It's part of original sin. And so the law condemns us. But as we become children, as we become adopted sons and daughters of God, the whole picture changes. So in verse 6 then, Paul says, and because you are sons, really because you're daughters of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So through God, you are no longer a slave, but now a son. And if a son, then you're an heir to everything that belongs to the Son. This is not just pie in the sky. This is real. Jesus is the heir. We're in the heir. We're sharing the life of the one who is the heir of the treasures of the kingdom, the eternal treasures. Now we share in those as sons and daughters of God if we live and die in the Lord. Hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.